what's up, world? What's up, loved ones? My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I am your selector this evening on the world-famous Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com.
Throw it up.
And I'm joined tonight by the infamous, legendary Mr. Else.
Ah, easy.
The founder of neighborhood-love.com. What's going on, my man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just, honored to be here. I'm in a good mood tonight, so I'm hoping we're going to have some fun.
Yes, we are. We're going to listen to some music, and we're going to chop it up a little bit. By the way, speaking of music, I got a little bit of music tonight for you from Antiballas, Lafayette Afro Rock Band. I got Durando. Rest in peace, Durando. I'm going to start you off with Shamande with Brothers on the Side. Thank you, loved ones.
What you gonna do? You can't win, so you know you must lose. We know which way you're going. We know which way you're going. What you gonna hide? Wrecking your folks' name. It's a shame, but ain't no game. We know which way you're going. We know which way you're going.
Next up, loved ones, I got Monophonics from the Bay Area. All Together is the name of the tune. Monophonics, congratulations to Monophonics horn player Ryan Scott on his recent wedding. Congrats, Ryan. This song is featuring Miss Fanny Franklin. Thank you so much, loved ones. Enjoy. Rest in peace, Mr. Girondo. Girondo was kind of a Bay Area soul legend. This is his tune called Didn't I? You could get this on Ubiquity Records. Rest in peace, Girondo. Mr. Girondo, we lost this soul legend last week, heart failure, I believe, but I'm not really 100% on that. But yeah, Girondo, I'm going to play another tune of his later on. Before that, we heard the Monophonics from the tune was called All Together from the In Your Brain record out 2011. You can also find that on Ubiquity Records. That was featuring Miss Fanny Franklin, who I believe is due into the studio 1 week from tonight. Prior to that, we heard Brothers on the Side by Shaman Day, London British, Blackstoy, Haitian, jazzy, funk, what do you want to call it? What would you call it else?
You know what? It's hard for me to know which one of them falls under. I'm kind of like, as long as I like what it sounds like, and everything you've played tonight, I'm really feeling.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Else, you... What have you been up to lately, man?
I just got back from New York. I saw some really good people out there and, kind of made more business connections and trying to spread the love more towards the East Coast and make things happen.
Yeah.
And it was cool, man. I got to paint with some legends. I got to meet some legends. I got to hang out with just Sentu, someone I really look up to as an artist. You know, I got to hang out at his studio and actually talk it up, chop it up with that guy. And get like an old, you know, the kind of classic New York subway maps where they graffiti him up. He, I got one from him, and I feel really honored to have that. That's a piece of all-time history to me. And then I got to paint with some of those guys and a lot of my East Coast friends like Hoax, Seb, Zimmer, my boy Forsaken out there, all of which, you know, really promote and push neighborhood love on the East Coast. We brought a guy in, Siege, from Chicago, who's been really pushing neighborhood love. So it was a great time.
Loved ones, for those, by the way, welcome all the new listeners, new followers. We really had a boost in the last like 4 weeks. And like I said, welcome. For those of you who are not completely up to date, neighborhood-love is a website. Mainly focusing on really the name says it all, like street culture, not purely confined to graffiti. So it could be, you know, people talk about like neighborhood taco spot, you know, or murals or other types of artwork. I think, the terms street art and things like that get thrown around a lot, and it's an easy word to say, but I like to say just street level perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I did some really nice interviews with people out there too, like that wasn't graffiti related. And I had a really good time doing that, like talking with gallery people and also like, stores, and kind of seeing, like getting their perspective on things, how their neighborhoods are, you know, growing and blooming. It's cool.
For sure, man. Like, who are maybe now like Hoax and those kind of artists? You know, we've heard those names.
Sure.
Like, who's somebody we haven't heard of? From out that side,
There's an artist, Bishop, who I was not aware of. That was like a former graffiti artist, kind of doing more of the street art thing. And he has a really cool gallery / paint store over in Brooklyn. And it was really cool just kind of chopping up with him, and you know, hearing how things have changed and kind of moved around. And I thought that was really cool.
For sure. What's the store name? Do you remember?
It is Lowbrow.
Lowbrow
in Brooklyn, and we got I covered it, took pictures. You know, I'm gonna put it in the neighborhood hotspots on neighborhoodlove.com.
Yeah.
I'd also like to take a second to really to thank Mr. Johnny Scott, Gramercy. Just, you've been doing a great job, and honestly, like having you on board and promoting neighborhood love like makes me proud. I think, you know, what you're doing is great. Anyway, you know, that I want to see this thing grow and grow and grow. So I just wanted to formally say, I think you're doing a great job, man. And thank you.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. Well, actually, I believe in it, you know. And, well, I don't know much about spray cans and opening up a shop, you know.
Yeah.
One of my youngest memories, we moved around a lot, me and my mom, so a lot. And we were staying for a little bit of a spell down in, I think it was Englewood, I'm not sure. But I remember, you know, when you live in the barrio, you got a lot of time to kill when you're a kid. And I remember there's just a bunch of dudes all, like, kind of underneath the hood of a truck. They're all working on a truck. And they had the boombox out there playing, and it was playing War. I remember that. I didn't know the name of the band, you know, but they were playing. I don't remember what song it was. I think it was like Summer, maybe. But it just sort of struck with that feeling that, like, hanging out, you know, on the front stoop, you know, getting something to eat, you know, just that kind of day-to-day life as a kid, anyway. And so, I don't know, it's a bit of nostalgia for me. And so when I saw the website, I was sort of struck with that same pang of nostalgia. So the music is a big part of that too.
No, absolutely. It's like it's the beat behind what we feel and see, and I think that's great. And I mean, honestly, like with the website, I think one of the reasons I really wanted to start it was because with so much self-promotion media out there today, and everyone's linked into so many social networking sites, I feel like there's a lot more complaining and hating than there ever was before, you know. And I feel like maybe that's just kind of come out of the whole social networking thing. But I'd like to promote more positive stuff and the love that we have for our neighborhoods and the different cultures. And so, you know, I'm really happy with the way everything's been going, man.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that I respect about it, because when you grow up, you hear about your neighborhood and, like, you know, it's protecting your neighborhood, or so-and-so, they're from this other neighborhood, and, like, this whole thing about putting up barriers and stuff. And it's like, you know, you could be proud of where you're from. You could love where you're from, but you know, doesn't mean that dude doesn't love, you know, that's fine that he loves where he's from. And it doesn't mean everybody's got to, like, start waving flags around.
No, totally. And I feel like, you know, I mean, I did my fair share of gangbanging in Los Angeles. I've never tried to hide that. But it feels good to be able to travel to New York and be taken in by, like, old-time New York guys and like, have there be no East Coast, West Coast tensions or any of that kind of stuff. And, you know, New York's kind of notorious for being, you know, real kind of macho about their neighborhoods. But, like, I didn't feel any of that, man. Like, everyone was just really, really, you know, really loved what we were doing and wanted to, like, help out and get on board. So it was a good feeling.
Yeah. Hey, let's get back into the music right now.
Word.
What I got coming up right now is De La Soul featuring Mos Def. The tune is called Big Brother Beat from the Stakes Is High record, 1994.
Straight butter heads, I'm as good as it gets now. Come on, y'all, get live, get down. What we have is a brand new sound. So don't none of y'all just be misled. The day lock come to do the body good like we bred.
Shaking laces out of shoes, Mos Def bought the booze. Sitting Indian squats to make that bread kind of. See, I'm out to get the coin like in them rainbow pots. Swinging life like a hammock, invested like stock. The assignment's complex, I aim to clog it up. Snapping files of pain, is a crew here to game. We remain on your mind like skulls. Not a dull moment showing in the house, all perimeters are blown.
Native tongue come through to make you say yes, yes. This is the mighty Mos Def style, fresh like baby breath.
We are the killer combination with the size to administer the beat down to swell up all three of y'all.
Now this goes out to all every other place. Centralize the way out in the sticks. Remember to keep the day line in the mix. Just like all cabin syrup, my sand is deep thick. Now this goes out to all every other place. From manicure lawns to project breaks. Remember to keep the native tongue in the mix. Straight butter hits. Be as good as it gets, but check it out. And you don't stop. We got the big rubber beat, you don't stop. And check it out. And you don't stop. See, we got the big rubber beat. Don't stop. I don't bug out of chill, don't be acting ill. No tricks in 96, ain't a tug on bill. But we be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, what? MC me, making cream when I speak on groups and I'm smooth like Aberdeen. Trying to hang out with Dove and catch love in Aberdeen. A bag dimes like my man born on August 17th. You know, life ain't nothing but a river, son, I'm swimming upstream.
Playing waiter, with the data serving your ears with information due to confirmation of the nation's most wicked ways of living. Like them glassy eyed beans. Inhale the smoke of fiends while banging the tape. Rated at the high point of the mass. Ripping MCs at the top of a class. Occasionally ripping some sucker's face or some suckable ass from a girl. It's a big brother beat for the wide, wide world.
I'm making memos off these demos back in 89. Took you all on encounters of an unknown kind. Did the hustle with a couple of us, but soon noted that my niggas buttered Benedict Rose and then wrote it. I wrote it in the dark so I could feel it like breath. Heard the big brother beat, got locked with no bell. Came to center like equator. And Bennett with the EO Mos Def, how you radiate to make it complete.
Right. So when I shine a light, grabs wits, manifesting for the future here in the present tense. No doubt, I love the sound, bigging out all your G's. The son, I want the little kids banging big brother B. Now this goes out to all every club clicks. Centralize the way out in the sticks. Remember to keep the native tongue in the mix. Just like all cabin syrup, I'm standing deep thick. Now this goes out to all every club clicks. From 718 to the 516. Remember to keep the daylight in the mix. We straight for the hits, 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 Manteca, Manteca. Yo, we straight for the hits, we straight for the hits, Manteca, Manteca. Yo, we straight for the hits, we straight for the hits, Manteca, Manteca. Yo, we straight for the hits, we straight for the hits, Manteca, baby. Word up.
Hey, loved ones, this next tune is by Sean Lee, featuring Gerondo on vocals. And once again, rest in peace, Gerondo. You can hear the man's talents on this one.
Let me tell you, man, one thing, they was all winners, yes, sir. Sometimes, man, only friends, it's done.
understand, baby. First class tickets. We'll be right back.
Yeah, look over there.
Ooh, damn.
Hey, Chris. Is that...
They're playing Noel coming up.
Check this out. Noel with a roller skate.
Noel's got roller skates.
Why you got roller skates on? We had a
disco. She'll
play. You don't notice the roller skates.
I guess I should have known.
London dude, music producer, rapper, instrumentalist. Knock Knock was the name of the tune. From the Kick Snare and an Idea Part 1 out about a month or so ago, out on Quantic's True Thoughts label. Prior to that, we heard Evil Vibrations by the Mighty Riders. I think you can also, that one's been re-released through Ubiquity Records right now. A lot of Ubiquity tonight material, but why not? There's some fine folks over at that record label there.
And why not give them a little shine?
Sure. Before that, we heard Anti Ballas out of Brooklyn. J.J. Cole was the name of the tune from the Daptone Gold record, 2009. Pretty much any of the Daptone collectives are just chock full of good stuff, and I highly recommend it. Multi-ethnic Afrobeat and Anti Ballas. And before that, we heard Sean Lee. The tune is called Playboy Bunny. He's going to be playing with Chicano Batman at the Echo.
Wow, that's a great name.
Chicano Batman, yeah. The Echo is, that's this Friday, June 28th. Yeah. Mr. Else.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about New York, will you?
Sure.
I want to hear about buildings, food, more about artists, people you got to hang out with.
Absolutely. let me see. Right off the plane, my boy Hoax took me down to... A guy in RF, Adam Queens, took me down to his house, and RF is a member of a very famous crew out of Queens called TMR, and when I was working for the Feasts back in 89, TMR had New York City crushed, like on some street-level graffiti, just, and real feared guys, like, it was funny, it was like one of those things where I talked to some New York writers, and they'd be like, oh yeah, man, you know, F them and this and that, and then I repeat what they said when like some other people are around. I'm like, oh yeah, so F those dudes, you guys don't get along with them, and then they'd get all shook, like they were like, oh no, you know, they're cool, whatever. Like no one wanted to be caught, you know, talking bad about these dudes because they would roll up on them. Yeah, they were pretty feared, but you know, and I, there was a couple of them like Saint and Scent that, you know, just had the city crushed, and I really liked their stuff. And like I said, right off the plane, my boy Hoax took me over to. Took me over to this house where the RF, his son and him both, his son is MZ'er, and they both do graffiti. He married a girl whose brother is from TMR, so it's like a TMR family. And I got to go over there, and they have, you know, really nice house. And then you go downstairs into the basement, and it's like almost going into like a, I don't know, like a subway station that was bombed in the 80s. It's like just wall-to-wall graffiti. Everything's written on, and there's all these like thugged-up dudes that, you know, and I'm 41, so I'm no longer young, but there was like dudes older than me there, and there was guys younger. There was like three generations of Queens riders there, and it was a trip, and it was like right off the plane, you know, I land in that, and all those guys were real cool, man, real good people.
I like that you just get off the plane and basically through circumstantially just end up jiving in head first.
Yeah,
you
know? That's exactly what it was. I was like, and I kind of felt like New York's a little different than LA too. Like they kind of like their priority in, and these are old time graffiti dudes where their priorities are real different. I'm always thinking about pushing the envelope on my next mural, and these dudes are still talking about who has the freshest tags and who had the best bubble letters and who was up the most in 92 and 89, and you know, so it was a trip, man. Like I got there and it was like they were just like busting out black books and canvases where they would all do bubbles and on them, and you know, bubble letters and subway maps and all these things, and they're like, yo, Else, get up on this, yeah. And I mean, they were just like a production line throwing them at me, and it was crazy. I'm like kind of jet lagged, and I'm like, yeah. And I knew it was one of those like show reprove kind of moments, like, you know, yeah. I kind of felt like they were like seeing if I could hold up to the standard and all that, but it was fun, man. It was like they were real good people. I have nothing bad to say about any of them, man. I had a good time, and they were just, you know, and to me it was an honor. Like that was a crew I really looked up to as a kid, 17 years old, and here I am now, like in this dude's basement, and these dudes are like, you know, can I get you a beer here? Do me a favor, can you hit this black book? And I was like, man, that's full circle.
So I'm assuming, I know you, man, and I know you took a lot of photos. So I'm assuming, I know there's some stuff on the site, neighborhood-love.com.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming there's going to be more.
There's going to be more. I'm going to try and, like, I took so many pictures. Like, I think I took over, like, you know, maybe 1,500 pictures. So I'm kind of, like, breaking everything up into little categories, and I'm going to do different segments that I'm going to put up. Some of them will be peeped on the street. Some will be interviews. Some will be like just walls, murals, street art. I'm going to break it all up. And then, you know, I actually got into some, I don't want to say who, but I actually got into a couple like private stores with some old hip hop heads that like was also a trip that I'm going to release that on the website and kind of wow some people.
On neighborhood-love.com.
You know this.
Yeah. Are you sticking around, man? You want to hear some more music?
Absolutely. Okay. Kidding me? I'm in it to win it, baby.
So I got it coming up here. I got, Mavis Staples. This is a tune from her forthcoming record. It's due out June 25th, and she's playing in L.A. at the Fonda Theater, which is the record release party for that show, and that's on the 26th at the Fonda Theater. Mavis Staples, and she's covering that old funkadelic tune, Can You Get to That? Please enjoy. Rock Fairy by Duffy. That album came out in 2008.
Called, good song.
Yeah, the album's also called Rock Fairy. Really good record, produced by Bernard Butler. So I also wanted to talk real briefly, because we're going to wrap up.
Sure.
We got some artists lined up for our future guests, you know.
Yeah. I recently talked to my boy Bruno from STP, old, you know, LA street guy.
Yeah.
And he's doing some really positive things these days, and I'm looking forward to linking you guys up and getting him in here to talk about what he's got going on.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. And because I want to get more of the artists in the seats, and I got a ton of questions, and it's not all like superficial stuff, but, you know, just about the, you know, the minutiae, what makes them productive, and what, you know, what somebody else would look at and size that up as quality work other than just, you know, a normal palette of colors or whatever.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Cool. We're going to wrap up. This has been Neighborhood Love Radio, a musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. My name is Shawnee Scott Gramercy. If you got questions, comments, concerns, whatever, you can always email me. My email is my name, Johnny, JOHNNY. At neighborhood-love.com. Thank you so much, loved ones. Thank you, Jeremy, over there in the booth.
And, for doing it.
Yeah. And thank you, especially loved ones. I will see you next week. Cheers.